The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you. Is he live today? Is it Memorex? Mikey, what's the date today? It appears to be the third day of June, 2021. Holy mackerel, he must be live today. Yes, and he's still alive. You're not getting rid of me that easy. Speaking of which, I spoke to Deanna Spingola, and she's been on this network for quite some time. And she's giving up her post on June 19th. June 19th will be her last show. She has got to take care of several health problems she's got, which are really starting to threaten a woman's life. So with that, of course, I'll hold a spot when she gets better. If she wants to come back, she's more than welcome to do so. But just mark that on your calendar, June 19th, last show Deanna Spingola is going to do on RBN. We had talked about Rick Adams, and, you know, we never did find out, Mike. Rick Adams was in a car accident, pretty severe car accident, and then he was doing well, recovering well, and all of a sudden he wasn't well. He was quite dead. And we never got from the immediate family or the extended family what he actually died from. And a lot of people miss Rick Adams. So, folks, we're here today and gone tomorrow. There's no guarantees. It's a miracle that we even get to experience this life, stand up and look around us and go, wow, I am really a part of this. Well, with all of that, let's talk about extending people's lives. What do we got to tell them, Don?
Well, it's a great time to start to get healthy because you never know what's going on. And the Extendivite is the pill that seems that the natural supplement that seems to overcome a lot of ailments. So, you know, we're very lucky to be here with the Extendivite.
Well, you this caught my eye. You have it on your website, heartdrop.com. And I'm just thumbing through, and thank you for posting that you were going to be on the program today. You have that actually on your website right now, and I appreciate that very much. You had something on here that you posted that really caught my eye. It says, don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many.
It sure is. It sure is. I've just lost, in the last year and a half, I've lost four very, very good friends. Actually five now. My cousin also passed away at 59. But I lost my best friend, Tim. He was, he turned 60 January 24th. He died March 8th. His woman went to work and he was still in bed. She came home and he was still in bed and she couldn't wake him up. The autopsy said he was 95% blocked. He smoked cigarettes and ate a lot of meat. And I tried to tell him, don't be eating so much meat.
Well, but, you know, I had this little episode. It's called, I think it's called Michael Trans Ischemic
Attack.
Attack, yeah. And I'm doing the show with a registered nurse of all things this past Monday. And I am talking, and all of a sudden I'm talking, and I'm not understanding what I'm saying. I know what I mean, but I ain't meaning what I'm saying, or I ain't saying what I'm meaning. And it's really weird because for 33 years I never had that problem. And all of a sudden, for about 5-10 minutes on the air, I'm feeling a little bit kaflunky. And I think I discovered the reason why this happened. And I got a couple of calls after the program. One lady told me that she had caught her arm in the trunk of her car and evidently caused a deep, deep bruise that bled. And I can only imagine, you know, it's got the trunk that's not razor sharp, and of course she got the seal there, so she must have caught her arm on the locking mechanism, which is a pinch point. So that jabbed her pretty deep. And then what happened after that, she had a TIA, and it's never happened again. But the theory was that a little blood clot got away and got into her little brain, and it didn't cause any permanent damage. And I've been dealing with a butt wound, believe it or not, and it was bleeding underneath the skin and muscle. So I'm thinking maybe that's what happened. But I had all kinds of advice from people, and it was very nice to hear their concerns. But I'm on the phone talking with half a dozen people today, and I would ask them, how do I sound? Well, you sound good. So, you know, just checking. just checking.
Oh, yeah. We would never know anything was wrong with you, John. But I do have a friend who about 12 years ago, he had a stroke. He happened to have his key for the vehicle with him, and he had the alarm on it. And so he pushed the panic button because he couldn't do anything else. Well, eventually his neighbor came over to see why his darn horn was honking, and he found him. Well, it affected his speech, and you know, even to this day, he's still alive. He's 72, going strong. But I actually took him to town with me today. They took his license away a long time ago. But you know, he has a problem with words. You know, he'll be talking to you, and he just can't find those words.
Yeah.
But you know, some people I can't really convince to try Extendivite. You know, they just, no, I don't even take supplements.
Yeah, and I never see a doctor, and, you know, I get the doctor part, but just simple steps to take care of yourself, exercise, diet, 100% natural Extendivite, I'd have a hard time arguing against that, especially. And how many, let's get on a checklist here, folks. Have any angina pain? You have funky blood pressure? How about cholesterol? Are you taking actual cholesterol medicine? Why are you doing that? Circulation, improving circulation. Waking up in the morning, can't feel your feet, or your feet are cold? Cold hands. They say cold hands, warm heart. No. Cold hands, poor blood circulation. Your heart might be warm, and it still might be beating, but this can help you with that. And it improves the oxygen and blood flow to the heart and brain. And that's what this whole thing is about. I mean, it's your circulatory system. It's the bad stuff out and the good stuff in. Carbon dioxide out, oxygen in. How good does your body do that? How efficient are you at your body performing that task? So if anybody wants to argue with any of those symptoms, I wish you a good life, but you might be a staircase away from a fatal heart attack.
Yeah, it is... You never know when it's going to happen. We just had a man call the other day. You know, he had bought in February, and he just called to say, hey, thank you very much for the Extendivite. I can't tell you how good I'm starting to feel. And, you know, I appreciate that. We had a lady in the UK. She loves Extendivite. It makes her feel good. But with this COVID-19, it affected her financially and created some problems. So the Extendivite kind of got, you know, it wasn't a priority. But as soon as she was able to do it, she said, I noticed that a lot of her energy was starting to slip away. And so she had to, you know, scrimp and save and be able to buy that extendivite just so she could keep things going.
But we're not talking about something here, Don, that costs $300 a month to take.
No, but when you have no money.
No. I get the no money part. Been there, done that before. No, I understand that. But a lot of people don't want to get on things because they don't want to be regimented or they don't want to get locked into a long-term whatever. You know, I don't care. The New World Orderites out there, they care about their health. They want to stick around as long as they can to control other people and decide who lives and who dies and how much more money they can rake in that they don't deserve. These clowns take care of their health. You know, life extension, whatever else, they'll do anything and everything to buy themselves more time on this planet. And here we are, the salt of the earth, the people that do the living and the dying and the working and the praying and all that stuff in our communities. And you don't have the will to take care of yourself? You know, this, I'm going to talk about, I was talking to a friend of mine out in Utah today. And his wife's best friend's ex-husband killed himself. He had fibromyalgia. He was only 47 years old, but he killed himself. And that is, you know, I look at it this way, Don. You know, there's been conjecture over the centuries as to how and why we're here. But I do know one thing. I am here. I am alive. I am a living, breathing, sentient human being, and I may not ever figure out the who, what, where, and why of the universe, but that's okay, because there's that one thing that I want to preserve as long as I can for no other reason than to stay into the fight to put these people down. I want to live as long as I can and as healthy as I can. I don't, you know, Mike's parents were in here. They dropped off his Subaru. And, you know, I was talking to his father, and he said, I'm 75. And he's got to have some work done on his knee, just a patella, something to do with a patella and a medial meniscus, and they're going to try to repair it, see if they can do something for his ailing knee. And I said, you know, I don't want to end up, you know, a drooling fool sitting in a wheelchair someplace in a hospice center with some guy that doesn't care if I live or die wiping applesauce off my chin. I want to live as healthy as I can for as long as I can, because I'm not done. I ain't done.
I can't say as I blame you, John. I'll be 66 this month, and I never thought I'd get to 66.
I bet you, I didn't. And tell, please, in case people, the new people that are here, have not heard, why is 66 such a magical number for you?
I don't know.
No. The heart problems your family has had.
Oh, yes. 62 was actually the magical number. That was when my dad died. And my sister, who has had all kinds of health problems over the years, in 62 she wound up with an infection. So she was still 62 in December. She was in the hospital. She had a blood infection, and it was so hard on her. And then when they finally fixed her and she, you know, started getting better and was at home, she had to take an ambulance to go back to the hospital and have a stent put in, because she had just, you know, let herself go so much. She's diabetic, and she just started having dialysis. And so, you know, it was like, oh, please let me turn 63. She turned 63 in April. And now she feels so much better that she can live forever. But, you know, I was 42, and I was, you know, I lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. My brother was 44, and he passed away. My other brother was 53. So, you know, it does run in my family, yes. So I guess you're right. You know, 66 is a huge milestone, because, you know, I'm heading for 80, maybe even 90. Who knows?
Well, but, I'll tell you what.
You know, I'm taking my Extendivite. I want to get there.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll know in 10 years. I hope you're still sponsoring on this network and selling your good product to people that want to stay healthy. Because I have never. You've been here since the day we opened up this network, at least this iteration of it. And you've been with us every single month of every single year since 2004. And there's a lot of people out there that have bought your product. There's a lot of people that are still thinking about it, Don. You know, hey, folks, time goes by quicker than you think. So don't think about it too much longer. But there are people that got your product, have stayed on the product, and that's the key. You don't stop doing what does the best for you. Now, this is, no, it's not some miracle 22nd century science breakthrough that, oh, take this and you're going to live to be 225. No, this is just simple common sense ingredients that are known to help conditions such as the angina pain, the blood pressure. I was talking to a gal up in Michigan, and she takes cholesterol pills. And I'm like, and she's telling me, well, you had an ischemic attack, and, you know, maybe your cholesterol, you should have that checked. I said, there's nothing wrong with my cholesterol. How do you know that? Because I take Extendivite. Well, you think you know. And I said, no, I know. I don't have to think that I know. I know that I know. Because I'm one of those guys, Don, that I'll eat lean meat. And I'll try to eat the natural meat that's not shot up with everything under the sun. But I do pay attention to what I eat and the quantities that I eat. And I don't eat the quantity of food that I used to. I can remember when I was a kid. I don't leave anything on your plate. You know, the people over and the kids over in China are starving. And one day I made the mistake of cracking wise to my mother and saying, okay, well, I'll package it up and send it over to them. I had to duck the spoon that was headed to my head, but I got the point. But folks, you don't anymore. If I even crack a beer, sometimes there'll be a quarter of a bottle of beer left. I won't drink it, or I won't load up my plate the way I used to, because quite frankly, you do slow down a little bit. Your metabolism isn't burning and it's not on fire, and every calorie you put in there, man, it just needs more and more and more. I don't have hunger pangs or hunger attacks anymore. I eat when I get a little bit hungry, but I eat a little bit. I don't eat a lot. And most people, they really don't consider themselves and their habits and what they do and how they're doing them. They really don't. They just do the same thing every day. Well, that's what I did last week. That's what I'll do next week. Okay, well, let's pause for a thought here. Is that really your best course of action? You know, the people that take Extendivite, that get on this, that have some health problems, circulatory problems, blood pressure, cholesterol, you know, whatever their problem is with their circulatory system, this stuff works. You know, you got plaque buildup. Don, what does this do to plaque that's hanging on to your arteries?
It slowly gets it all out of there. It cleans your arteries, gets them back to work. You know, I myself had a 95% blockage in one artery, 75% in the other three. According to my doctor, after I'd been 7 months on this, they could not find any blockages in my heart, and my dead heart tissue was back to normal. So it's amazing what this product can do. We've also had people who've had liver problems. One man in particular had stage 4 cirrhosis of the liver, and because we have milk thistle in there, it helped to rejuvenate his liver. And because we also have, you know, the garlic in there, which helps to get the heavy metals out, there's a sulfur enzyme in the liver, and there's also 70 different sulfur compounds in garlic, and 30 of them help to chelate the heavy metals out of your liver. Now, scientists and doctors will tell you there is no way that you can get that heavy metals out of your liver, but I'm here to tell you we can do it. And we've had people who had stage 4 cirrhosis of the liver on a liver lactacity test measure 15, 15, 15 for 5 years in a row, and then go down to 7.5 and then 6.7.
Wow.
With just a year and a half on Extendivite.
All right, we've got this break here. Don Wiskin, Extendivite, the website, heartdrop.com. We'll be back with Don in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear.
We are back. Don Wiskin is here with me this afternoon. And Don, how do they go about getting your Extendivite?
Well, you can go to heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. And if you scroll down right there on the homepage or click on Buy Now, it will take you to, you can order direct from HeartDrop 2000 right there on that website. And if you go a little further down, it says, or you can shop on Amazon. And I've got a link there to Amazon. Amazon built a store for us.
Really?
So I couldn't believe it. It's a beautiful store. It's very nice. And, I mean, I could have never done that myself, even though there's like all kinds of seminars on how to do it. But, that was very, very nice of them. But, they take enough of my money, I'm sure. They're enjoying it.
I was just going to say, you know, these webmasters that build the websites, they're not cheap. They're like, some of them bill out like lawyers, you know. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I walk just about every day. I like to say I walk 5 days a week, but I usually walk six or seven. I walk at least, 30 minutes every day. I go 1 mile down the road. I turn around and I come back 1 mile. And if people find that they can't get out of their chair or they're having a hard time get around, just 2 or 3 months on the Extendivite and you will start wanting to get up and start doing something. So then you can start to exercise and to walk and to get your health back, because you have to keep moving. When you stop moving, you start dying. So, it's best that you just keep going every day until, it's time to sit down. Even old Tom, that 100-year-old man who was walking back and forth for COVID-19 in England, every day he went out there and did a little bit and a little bit more. And that's the way you should, treat your body and try and get healthy that way.
Because your heart, most people think, well, don't overexert or don't stress it or whatever. Your heart is a muscle. It is a muscle. That's what it is, and you got to keep it in shape. If you don't keep your muscle in shape, it goes flabby, and it starts doing stuff that it's not supposed to do. So, folks, if you got any of these, if your toes often go cold, your legs often go to sleep, cramps in the hand while you're writing, or sensation in the lips and the fingers, a little tingling, how about short walks causing cramps or leg pains? Memory not used as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, breathlessness on slight exertion or on lying down, high blood pressure, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress, numbness or heaviness in the legs or arms or high cholesterol, you say yes to any of those, go to the website, heartdrop.com. If they want to call you, can they call you to order?
1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. We're there 9 to 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday.
Well, and also...
love to hear from you.
And also, we got a lot of listeners overseas. So it's the country code 1-011-613-376-9891. I'll say again, because I know you thought, oh... okay, the country code, I think I can remember. No. 1-011. Area code 613, number 376-9891. Or simply go to the website. You can get it on Amazon. You can order it right from the website. It'll take you right there. There's a link through to order. This is easy as we can make it. And you can have it in two different ways. You can have it in the capsule. Thank you for doing that, because I hate the taste of a lot of garlic. I like garlic bread.
So do a lot of people.
Yeah, I like garlic bread and stuff like that. But if I got a sticking a garlic clove in my mouth or strong garlic, ugh. So, but for those out there, some people just love the taste of garlic. Well, you've got the liquid form as well, which actually you can put under your tongue and absorbs really fast. So... there's advantages to both of them. Take advantage of this, folks. Protect your life. It's the only thing anymore that it seems like anybody can control is at least your own health.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, we're approved by Health Canada as a heart tonic under the natural product numbering that we had to conform with in 2013. So, we have our NPN. We're all legit with the Canadian government. They approved us. And actually, I say on the label that you should take one capsule three times a day. They thought our formula was so good, people should take two capsules twice a day.
Hmm. Now that's unusual for the government to come out and say that. Don Wiskin, I thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, and I thank you very much, John Stat Miller.
All righty, sir. Talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
You too.
come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Change the world, start with one step. However small, first step is hardest of all. Once you get your gait, you'll be walking tall. You said you never did, you might die trying. Cause you might die trying. Cause you, if you close your eyes, cause the house is on fire. Don't think you couldn't move until fire dies. Things you never did, cause you might die trying.
Yeah, stand in a burning house, make it go away. I'll just close my eyes until the fire dies down. Yeah. I have with me today Dan Titus. How you doing, Dan?
Good, John. Good to be with you.
Well, you're semi-ambulatory. You're still on your back. And you're doing this with a smartphone in your hand.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate your effort in doing this. I really do. By the way, I was just reading in the Federalist that Joe Biden is essentially finishing the job of the Obama administration. And lo and behold, in an hour-long interview, Obama admitted that the Biden administration is an extension of his own presidency, saying that 90% of the folks in his administration are now working for Biden. Yeah, I still think that Obama is still in the basement running things. But they are continuing and building on the policies we talked about, whether it's Affordable Care Act or our climate change agenda and the Paris Climate Accord, which Trump dumped last December. But it's back.
Did he say Paris Climate Accord?
He said that.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty bold because he knows he can get away with it because most people, they heard that, oh, Donald Trump, well, he got rid of that. It's back. Wow.
Very bold.
The Achilles heel to these people is their arrogance. I've always said that. And they think that they have special dispensation here. They think that they're somehow a cut above or a class above the rest of us. So they can say stuff that, hey, you know, no big deal. It's just a policy. It's what we're going to do. Well, you're one of the few guys out there that have tracked and traced this thing and brought to people's attention that the Paris Climate Accord is not dead. It's being instituted as we speak. How are they doing it?
Well, the listeners probably heard of Agenda 21. That was installed covertly at the local level. It's in your city. That came and went. And then they changed the language from that milestone to Agenda 2030. That happened in 2015 when they basically the world agreed to the Paris Climate Accord, and then it was brought over here, and President Obama stuck it in on an executive order. All the treaty language was stripped out, so our Senate usually does the treaties with the United Nations, and so that's how it got in. It got in on an executive order. And then when Trump came in, the last month of his administration, we got out of it. And then the following month, Biden put us right back in. So Agenda 2030 has 17 sustainable development goals, sustainability basically being austerity plan. And that's how it got in. So my concern, and I think last time I was on, John, we were talking about the fact that they're using the word Paris Accord, which is basically the Agenda 2030. That's in the infrastructure bill, which has nothing to do with infrastructure and has everything to do with basically taking down the middle class. Right? They want to go to net zero. That means no carbon will be allowed over a certain amount of time. It's usually 5-10 years. Those were Soviet style plans, and so it's a way to get the middle class to pay for their own demise. And as I mentioned before, my concern with this bill is the way Agenda 21 got into the cities and at the county levels, it was all voluntary, it was non-binding. Well, it got installed and it's just sitting there in climate action plans, and these things are landmines. And as soon as it gets codified into law, it activates those things and it becomes hard law to where the codes that apply to them will apply to your private property and you as a person, as a human being. Because under these programs, I was thinking about this today, John. I remember, I'm old enough to remember when in business you would report to personnel your first day of business. See that word personnel? That's personal. And that was changed over time to human resources department, where we are just basically cattle in this new collective system. So under sustainable development, all resources will be completely, totally controlled. Everything you need to live, including human resources.
Well, and we have already seen parts of it, the climate change that, by the way, Greta Thunberg has been replaced by another little whacked out child, because Greta can't handle the pressure of question and answers. Every time she gets grilled and they drill down on her, she deflects and tries to pass the question off to somebody else, or she just deflects it and doesn't answer the question. Not your best spokesperson in the world, and the only thing you can do is feign this anger, give the pickle look face, and, you know, that somehow is going to do it. But this thing with the, JoJo shut down a pipeline, didn't he? Well, you know, that's going to be good for the environment. No, it's not. In a time like this, and I caught Fox News today just, expounding the virtues of this massive recovery we've got. No, it isn't. Did we take into consideration the people who are eliminated, their businesses, their lives, their houses, their wives, their husbands, divorces, all kinds of chaos and mess, and debt left over the 2008 mortgage-backed security fiasco, only to be led into this COVID-19 trap? Where, and it's not a coincidence, folks, there's nothing with these people that's just a coinkydink. They start talking about new normals and, well, global resets and everything else. Well, the heat's being turned up, but not fast enough. They're getting ready to throw Fauci under the bus. But, it was escape. You didn't know that Wuhan and communist Chinese generals were probably in there. I'm sorry, where did this come from in the first place? Wasn't this a lab in North Carolina? Dan?
That's what I've heard. Remember, we're in a so-called pandemic, but that didn't cause the problem. It was the government's reaction.
Bingo.
That caused the problem. So then, we need a solution to that problem, which evoked trillions and trillions of dollars of bailout money. The small businesses that I saved over here in San Bernardino County, California, their model is, and a lot of people's model is, all that money that bailed out the union, public employees unions and the states, and now they're flush with cash over here. Their model is, I need more money from the government so I can continue to operate my business and institute and codify these COVID rules, and I'll be the enforcer, thank you. And after I did that, I'm done with those small businesses, because the majority of them, that's their model. What they should have done is formed collective stand up and say, hey, we're not going to accept this. But remember, COVID money, just like grant, is blood money, and it's going to go to this new system where they're going to monitor your behavior and everything, this China model, where if you take that universal basic income, you have to, and you don't agree to the grant terms and conditions, well, you're going to get a strike against you. Maybe, you're not going to be able to fly or buy food or whatever. So if that's the case, we're already done. We already had the individual responsibility to stand up, but because of the COVID fear, and I can't stress this enough, because of pure fear, people as a group, they didn't stand up. Now, I see the tide turning a bit as the out-and-out fraud of this COVID thing goes through, but remember, it wasn't the COVID that took us down. It was our own governments worldwide that took us down.
Because we've seen the survival rates of the different age brackets, and it's 99 point whatever with the lower ones. Even 60 and 70 above, it was still over 95% recovery. So
absolutely. So, right, they're gonna keep... Go ahead there, John.
So what they have been telling us was that we have this pandemic and we've got to save you. And, we're going to give you this vaccine that's not really a vaccine. It's an mRNA. It's going to change your cellular structure. It's not a vaccine per se, but we're not going to really tell you that. Yeah, it does have a few side effects that they're quietly admitting to right now, but this is not a vaccine. And we were perfectly capable, like in any flu season. You're going to have people, older people, lung problems, pneumonia. This is going to hit them hard, and if they don't get the proper care right away, they will die. But those are comorbidities. But what these asshats, Dan, this is how low life these people are. They were taking everybody. As long as they showed up in a morgue with a toe tag on them, no matter what the cause of death, they were marking it up as COVID-19 death. Because Mr. Fauci came out and said, you know, millions in the United States, if you don't take these vaccines, millions in the United States are going to die. Okay. So now they're getting ready to throw him under the bus. And rather than going down the road and asking these questions, okay, well, let's get the Wuhan lab thing settled. Oh, by the way, the thing that would do that is the NIH actually had that move from North Carolina over to Wuhan, China. And now we have adopted these programs that has actually stalled the world's economy. And the idiots to this day, I saw a map today. We only have 26 states that is going to end the extended unemployment in this country. Guess what that means? That means that 24 states are not. They're going to continue paying out this unemployment insurance, in some cases either rivaled or surpassed what people were making to begin with. So where's the incentive to go to work? There is none. So we're going to continue to have labor shortages and chinks and kinks in our supply and this, that, and the other. It's still going on.
Well, the ultimate goal sounds like it's universal basic income, which has terms and conditions.
Yeah, I got a term. Get out of my life. Get your hands off my itty-bitty. I've had enough. Those are my terms. And during today on C-SPAN 1, I just happened to tune across the channel, and I have this computer box that I can pick up different feeds from around the world, and I'm watching this thing, and it's so blurry. I think it was blurred by design. So I thought, wait a minute, I can catch C-SPAN, and I went to another channel. And lo and behold, I got C-SPAN 1, and who pops up? Well, they had this meeting of the World Health Organization, the IMF, and the subordinates and the support staff for Tedros, and I'm not even going to bother trying his middle and last name, but he's up there extolling the virtues of, well, the program is working, but we've got to get more serious about it. But the interesting thing about this was, Dan, that they admitted that so far after what? How many months they've been trying to jab and shoot people up? Only 10% of the world's population has actually received a vaccine. And their goal is to have 40% of the world shot up by this November. Now, those weren't the numbers I were hearing. I was hearing, oh, it's a great success and more people. Folks, if it's such a damn success, then why were they shutting down these vaccination centers? I was told last night that they had a big one in Cobo Hall in Detroit. In Novi, Michigan, they had this big convention center. And that was there to, well, get all the people that are lined up to take the COVID shots. Nobody was showing up. Nobody. So we have a problem in this country that people aren't going out there lining up for the jabs. And now what I'm being told, Dan, is phase three is coming in. So they're shutting down these vaccination centers. Don't worry. Don't fear. They're going to be coming to knock on your door and ask you if you've gotten jabbed. You know,
well, they've already lost the narrative, as far as I'm concerned. These Fauci emails that came out, so they claimed that, you know, millions of people were going to die. Let's flatten the curve. Closed down for 3 weeks, and they boosted the numbers by sending in infected people into the vulnerable populations, the elderly, to boost those up, But the whole idea that you're going to test people, that was their way to statistically keep this thing high. But once they lose that narrative on the testing, which they are, you know, they've already lost because that's coming through, and now they're up against the fact that they, so many people got vaccinated and came to a screaming halt, right? So now they're going to try to get the rest. They tried to bribe people with hamburgers and things like that. They're up against the wall and they're panicking.
Well, what about Qantas Airlines in Australia? They're offering free airfare for a year if you get jabbed.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting that the Western culture, the so-called free culture of the world, the Anglo cultures are the ones getting locked down the hardest, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and that they got a problem with the United States. It's called this Constitution, that pesky piece of paper. You can get around it, you know. Individual rights, what is that? That's foreign to these guys. These socialist countries, you know, the Anglo countries signed on the socialism years ago, they don't understand.
All right, we're going to take this break here. Talking today with Dan Titus. We'll be right back.
Public Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning? How can we dance when our earth is turning?
All right, we're back. You know, before top of the hour break, just to switch gears here a little bit, I want to play you something that came to my attention. It's actually by Shapiro, but this is a 3-minute clip, 3-minute, 55-second clip on what they're teaching children in the first grade. Parents, if you have children in the room, you don't want to hear them, let them hear this stuff, but I've got to play this for the sake of the audience of what they're teaching first graders in public schools.
There obviously is an ongoing campaign by some radicals to basically indoctrinate your kids in their version of sexual values. The biggest problem is that this sort of radical position is becoming quite mainstream across the land. You're seeing public school educators who have decided that if you teach your kids traditional biblical values with regard to sexuality, for example, that this is a form of indoctrination and that you are a bad parent. That if you don't teach your kids about gender fluidity, that if you don't teach your kids about the exact moral equivalence between different forms of sexual activity, then this means that you are somehow depriving your children. And this has driven the radicals to new depths. Today's story, courtesy of Daily Wire, parents in New York City's elite private Dalton School have come out in force against videos dealing with the topic of masturbation that were shown to their first grade children. Parents who sent their kids to the $55,000 a year school have bombarded the school with complaints about Dalton Director of Health and Wellness Justine Ang Fonte's curriculum, the New York Post reported. Fonte showed six-year-olds a cartoon during her sex ed class that featured small children discussing touching themselves because, quote, it feels good. Here's what that cartoon sounded like.
Warning.
How come my penis gets big sometimes and points up in the air?
That's called an erection.
Sometimes I touch my penis because it feels good.
Sometimes when I'm in my bath or when Mom puts me to bed, I like to touch my vulva too.
You have a clitoris there, Kayla, that probably feels good to touch the same way Keith's penis feels good when he touches it. But have you ever noticed that older kids and grown-ups don't touch their private parts in public?
They don't?
That's right, Keith. It's okay to touch yourself and see how different body parts feel, but it's best to only do it in private.
I mean, first of all, I just have a question. And that seems kind of judgmental to me. I mean, so long as they're teaching kids about masturbation in first grade, I don't see why it should only be in private. I mean, shouldn't we learn from the innocence of the children? And truly, if you're on the radical left and you believe that this sort of stuff should be taught to the children, why? I mean, really, why are you teaching them shame? Are you kink-shaming these children? The bizarre perversity of teaching this to first graders is beyond me. But let's be real about this. I don't think sex ed should be taught in public school classrooms at all. I think they should be learning biology. Like basic human biology would be good. We have schools that are churning out kids who don't know basic reading or math. But you're going to let these moron teachers somehow teach your children about sexual values. Makes perfect sense. Sounds great. About 120 juniors, girls and boys at Columbia Grammar and Prep School were subjected to Fonte's class called Pornography Literacy, an intersectional focus on mainstream porn, because she taught at an elite Manhattan school for high school students. So that's great, teaching high school students about an intersectional focus on mainstream porn. I mean, you do need to make sure that kids are, when they're focusing on their spank material, you have to make sure that they are really focused on intersectionality, because every act of sexuality is an act of rebellion against the status quo, gang. Fonte's class included material such as semi-nude women in bondage, porn genres including incest themes, barely legal, and kink and BDSM, and the most searched pornography terms of 2019. The head of Dalton School, Jim Best, announced last month he was stepping down to focus on other exciting and inspiring opportunities as the school weathers criticism from parents. But again, this is just an extreme version, unfortunately, of the kind of stuff that is routinely taking place in schools around the country.
And they're also in there still teaching critical race theory, that you're a racist. Yeah. I'll get your comments on this, Dan Titus, when we get back from the top of the hour break. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. This is the National Intel Report. We'll be right back. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and
and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.